Tiltcast. This is episode 79. Chica chica.
Boom, boom. Today we talk about Armored Core 5, Syndicate. Yeah. Got some Minecraft action going and lots of other gaming news. It'd be a great episode.
Yeah. And we're back with another episode, and to my right, I've got Mr. Justin Angry Man Noss.
Yeah!
That sounded really gay.
It's like
Wolverine now taking a dick in the ass. Anyway.
Gay cookie monster.
Yes.
The cookie!
Cookies!
And then ahead of me, I've got Will.
How goes it?
Will Doba.
Yeah.
Yeah. That took that smile off your face. To my left, I've got Miss Holly Badger.
Hello.
Okay, there we go. Very prim and proper.
Hello. Dramatic pause.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Anyway, and of course I am Trent. So, and tonight we've got an episode that we want to give to you.
An episode.
Yes. We don't have a name for it, so we're just going to call it the episode. So, basically we're going to go ahead and jump right into things and check some email from the teabag.
Oh, you're going to jump right into email?
Yes.
For anything
just
else?
Just to get it out of the way. Yeah.
Okay.
So we got a letter from Mr. Ian Cost. It said to the cast that tilts shit up. How does he come up with this shit?
I have no idea.
Every
he
week
just, like, smoke
it.
Weed and sit around trying to think of something. Anyway, with Sony's announcement is use gaming done in 10 or so years. For someone in my case who missed many great games over the years, this would be devastating. As a whole, I think it would really hurt gaming over time. Any thoughts? Now, we've actually talked about the obliteration of used gaming.
What was Sony's announcement?
To be honest with you, I saw the ad for it, the headline, until I skipped over because I stopped listening to Sony about 3 years ago. So
basically, it was kind of like you would get a game, it would have an activation code, kind of like PC, and then you wouldn't be able to sell it again.
Yeah. How did I fucking miss
that? Well, that was actually something we had talked about,
yeah,
that exact
talked about
thing.
That before.
Yeah, we had talked about that several months ago, and our view on it is you really can't kill used gaming. I mean, you can if you do that everywhere, but to kill it is to kill off a really big market for gamers. A lot of gamers go to the store to buy used games. We also buy new games from the stores, so it's not like a one-sided thing. I think it's a really ridiculous idea to start limiting their fan base to people who are only going to buy
it. Let's do that
new.
With used instruments, too.
Yeah, and used cars.
Yeah.
Let's just do it with everything.
How about used clothing?
Once
you
buy that.
You gotta buy another activation.
All you do is
wear.
Just...
I buy used clothes.
Yeah. Used rubbers.
Based.
Rubber nipples.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
Once I see the poop stain on the pants, there ain't no way I'm going to pick that up.
Used socks. Used shoes. I don't buy used socks. That's the weirdest thing I see at the thrift store is they sell used socks. Yes.
Ugh.
They sell used socks.
Do that.
I won't do
underwear
it.
Underwear would be
yeah,
like,
I'm just
I've
like,
seen those.
I was like, how do I know they didn't like wedgie ride that?
Yeah.
Like 9 out of 10
anything
times.
That's touching private parts or feet.
Yeah, wouldn't
yeah.
do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Armpit, I'm a little like, you know, whatever. It's like...
I can wear an undershirt.
I don't know. It's just...
I find a good shirt, though. I mean, it's
if it's got
like,
some massive pit stains that just don't come out, I ain't buying it.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Even if they offer it to me for a quarter.
You see that 1980s MC Hammer shirt, you know, you gotta pick it up.
The one says, can't touch this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can't touch that part of
says
it.
Says it's Hammer Time. It's more like it's Arm and Hammer Time.
Should have got hammered in that Hammer Time shirt.
Yeah. Not like mine. It's Arm and Hammer Time. Stain remover. Anyway. And odor eater. Or the Vanilla Ice shirt, too extreme. So.
Fuck you, damn.
Dude, I remember being in grade school with that cassette tape, just fucking rocking out to it, having a Roni.
You know,
fuck yeah.
The saddest thing is the first rap I guess, is Hammer Time. That was my first. That was the first introduction to that sort of genre.
That is.
You
really
know, he's
kind
of pop rap, you know, back then. But
yeah.
That's really bad.
Hey, I was like 7.
No excuse. No forgiveness. Anyways, so basically our thoughts are, you know,
fuck that.
If you get rid of used gaming, you're going to kill the used game industry hardcore.
There's a lot of college kids. There's a lot of adults that are struggling that want to buy games for themselves or their kids.
Yeah, this is not the time to do that.
Yeah, in an economy that's kind of back, you know, that's kind of doing bad, no way that I'd want to do that. I mean, there's enough people struggling for jobs right now and money and... Dude, why the fuck would you call used gaming?
The fact that they make so much off of video games anyway, they make more than porn, why would you even consider doing that?
True. It's the biggest fucking moneymaker in the industry, in any industry.
Not, yeah, they're not hurting.
I'd say probably at least 80-90% of the games that I buy are used games.
Well, I go back and forth.
I buy new games.
It's good old-fashioned greed and control is basically what it comes down to. I mean, what's the percentage of the money that the distributor takes from the fucking game developer whenever the game comes out?
70%.
Yeah, 70 fucking...
Or I think it's 70%.
Yeah, somewhere around that. About 70% or so they take as a distributor. Wow. They're not fucking hurting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. If anybody's hurting, it's the fucking developers, but that's because of the fucking distributor.
Yeah, that's through traditional brick-and-mortar outlets.
Yeah.
So I actually got a story about that later.
Yeah, that's why I asked you, because I knew you knew the number. So...
But yeah, it's. I think with the way things are with our economy and economy worldwide, you think about Britain. I mean, they're going through one of their biggest financial crises of all time. And not to get uber political about this, but you know, we got friends that listen to the show that haven't had jobs in months, and I think their unemployment rate's at like 25%. I mean, those guys, the only thing they can buy, they're going to buy anything for entertainment that's a used game, and they're not going to be picking up new games. No reason to get rid of them.
Be retarded.
I know that. Developers are all up in arms about it, but I always get kind of irritated when it's like, it only sold 2 million. I was like, fuck. Hate to be in that guy's shoes. You know? I mean, I understand games, you know, don't some of them don't do so well, but I mean, it's the quality of the product and the media behind it that pushes it, so.
Yeah.
Just why we kind of curate over here and kind of tell you what's cool.
Yeah. And with that, we're going to go ahead and jump on into something that he actually did answer where we were talking about a question a few weeks ago, I guess. He says, I want a game, any game, to take that scene from Wayne's World where they sell out and place it in as a parody, word for word.
Oh, you're talking about when they... Did they sell out from their TV show?
Yeah.
Was that it?
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
That was his answer to our question from a while back. So,
yeah, an odd-ass RPG, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Wayne's World.
You gotta do like connect stuff to do.
Yes.
I would enjoy doing the swing. Because that was always my favorite part.
Do you enjoy Grey Poupon?
Yeah. Anyway, let's see here. We did get a couple answers to our question from last week, which was basically any video game character advertising a product. You know, basically pitching a product. And we got one from Mr. Gibson. He said, I think Trojan condoms should be promoted by Kratos of God of War. And I would love to see a Viagra commercial with the doctor from Team Fortress 2 starring in it. Hell, let him do all the drug ads.
So, nice. I'd be done with that.
Yeah. And then we also got one from Beans, which was, I would like to see a video game character represent energy drinks a la Saints Flow.
Yeah, that would work.
Maybe a Dead or Alive beach volleyball style commercial with lovely anime ladies lounging and bum fighting. Or how about sexual AIDS? What? It's a sexual AIDS. Scorpion saying, get over here and impaling a sexy buxom lady or gentleman on his love spear.
I thought he meant AIDS, like AIDS.
I think he actually meant sexual ads. But he says...
sexual
AIDS. AIDS is how to. Yeah, okay, now I get it. All right. Because when you say sexual AIDS, I think of something completely
different. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, what other kind of AIDS is there?
Well, it
in
AIDS
America,
you in the process.
There's no other kind. Yeah.
In Cambodia. Yeah. Yeah. Sexual AIDS is the only AIDS you can think of.
Yeah, it's either that or you get hit with a lawn chair. So,
yeah,
famous picture. But anyway, so let's go ahead and move on.
You can
on.
Only make a stick so smooth.
Yes, and pointy. But let's go ahead and move on. So that was basically some stuff we had. What did we have last week for our answers for that little ad question? I'm trying to remember.
Mine was Big Daddy Brass Wax.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's... and that was for BioShock?
Yeah.
Yeah. Holly?
I don't know
you weren't
know
here.
Yeah,
were you?
I wasn't
yeah.
here, so I don't know yet.
Okay. Justin?
Get back to me. I'm thinking. You put me on the spot here.
Jeez. I think I had something like Commander Shepard doing like tampons or something like that.
Yeah,
I was gonna go with tampons because it would be funny to do it like a Dead Island
theme.
No,
I think it was adult diapers. I think is what I was
talking
about.
Adult diapers,
yeah.
Or like Lara Croft with tampons.
If you wanted to be really obvious,
that would actually
so much,
work. Yeah.
So much movement.
Since I mean the Pip-Boy is so associated with Fallout, and Fallout's so associated with Nuka-Cola. I mean, you could do I say the Fallout Boy. Fuck that. The Pip Boy doing ads for Coca-Cola.
Is he called Pip Boy or Vault Boy?
It might be Vault Boy.
He's Vault Boy.
He's Vault Boy.
Pip Boy is the wear on your wrist.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
How do I not know this?
So that's basically what we got there. But anyways, so we're going to go ahead and move along now and say, let's go, Holly.
Yes?
What have you been doing this week?
Working. That's about it. And I started watching Heroes.
Yeah, I remember I was on the conversation, listening, and I wasn't really talking.
How far are you into Heroes?
Season 2, I'm about halfway through season 2.
Isn't
I'm on like
season,
episode 10 or
season
something.
Season 3 where it kind of turns to garbage?
Yeah, season 1 was great, season 2 was okay, season 3, I'm gonna stop watching.
Well, at like season 2, they're throwing in so much like random shit already.
It's kind of hard to follow.
Yeah, it really is. But
season 2 is kind of crazy, yeah.
Yeah, but I still really enjoy it, and everyone told me that I would start hating it on season 2, but I still haven't started hating it, but then I watch a lot of shit sometimes too.
I think I will honestly say season 3 is where it lost me, and then I just stopped watching it.
I'm still gonna watch it.
Yeah,
I'll watch it all the way through.
I watched like the first 3 episodes, I think, of season 3, and I was like, "Fuck that."
Well, I mean, now that I don't have anything to watch on Sunday nights, at least for a while, because I'm not really a Mad Men fan.
Well, I started watching Game of Thrones, the first season.
That's supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah,
I have heard really good things about it, but I have yet to see an episode.
Well, I watched about the first 20 minutes of the first episode before falling asleep, and it was pretty good from
what
I saw there.
What is it about?
Well,
it's about a game with
Thrones. It's kind of hard to say so far, but I mean, but just like the little fighting stuff that I saw, it was pretty awesome.
They're supposed to throw a whole lot of money into a lot of the battle stuff, didn't they?
Yeah.
Speaking of Game of Thrones, I almost forgot. We did get 2 more that didn't show up on the Facebook mobile, so I was checking really quick. Mr. McFadden.
Oh yeah.
Said Master Chief doing Budweiser.
Oh, okay.
With lots of explosions. And then Alexander said Laura Croft with extra support bra. So, I forgot about those 2.
Yeah, she's got like a G.
A G? What?
She's got like a double G.
Her boobs. I think those are Z's.
Cups.
They even make G's.
They make
everything.
Yeah, I know Tiffany Towers is somewhere very pissed off, so hers didn't look like hers. But either way, yeah, they make about everything. F's, G's, H, I's, JK's. Everything.
I think a J would be a weird size.
Dude, you don't want to see a J. Trust me. Anything above a D just gets a little weird. So it starts kind of looking like, you know, fold in space and time.
It's kind of like fold over like an elephant, like an elephant's
nose. Yeah, you're kind of wondering how the hell God could make a thing like that, and then you find out it was a Pakistani plastic surgeon. So. Oh,
hold on. Throw up in your mouth a little bit?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yuck.
Low grade silicone. Anyway,
they sandbag it.
Yeah, they just put sand in there.
Feels like a bag of sand.
No, it was beans.
Beans?
Yeah, it's beans.
Oh,
it's Mexican jumping
like
beans,
bean
so they
bags.
Twitch.
Bean bags?
Yeah.
That's what they feel like?
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's not what they feel like. What the fuck? I play with my fair share of fake tits, and they don't feel like I'm just
fucking around.
Yeah. Depending on probably where they went and how much they paid, it might feel like fucking bags of sand and beans.
So,
sounds like a bag of 20p. Like 20 pence. So,
she runs down the beach and it sounds like she's carrying a bag of change. She's playing the maracas.
Pretty much. It's like one of those paddle drums. Anyway, So yeah, Game of Thrones, you guys are talking about.
Yeah. Where else were you going with that?
Just because we were talking about shows.
Oh, okay.
That's where I was going. I watched.
Okay.
I'm going to watch that.
All right, well, Holly, what else have you done other than some Heroes?
That's basically it. Yeah.
All right.
I've just been relaxing.
All right. Justin, what have you been up to?
Aside from working my ass off at work, celebrating
working your
my
ass
birthday.
Off at work.
I wanted to bring that up before it was forgotten.
What
we did on Wednesday.
Oh.
Yep.
You want to get?
We'll do that here in a little bit. Let's focus on this.
Oh, I haven't done a whole lot aside from what we did on Wednesday.
Okay. Well, you weren't with us on Wednesday because you're not really part of the cast yet.
Yeah.
Is he still an intern or have we promoted him yet?
No, he's still an intern. I haven't
well,
made
we,
him a full member yet.
Speaking of just shitty internship. It wasn't your fault at all. It was,
yeah, whatever. You were cussing him up and down.
We tried to record some Armored Core footage, and we got, what, like, almost an hour's worth of footage, and then we found out that my stupid-ass card recorded 21 seconds, and it said it was recording. Like, I kept checking it. I was like, it's recording. It's recording. It's recording. And then I rendered it down. I tried to render it. We wait a long-ass time, and it's 21 seconds of footage. Then I put it in Vegas, threw it in there, tried to extend the length, waited another hour and a half. I was like, well, it's fixed, man.
I was like, all right, I'm out. Going home.
Yeah. Peace. And then we found out, still recorded 21 seconds of footage.
Yeah, it sounds like there was a fault with the video card.
Yeah, with the encoder. Well, other people have been having the same trouble with that same card, so yeah. I got to figure out what the issue is with the way that it encodes. But anyways, all that nerdy, boring shit aside, just working a lot, playing a lot of games, a lot of games that aren't new and some that are new. And then we recorded that Syndicate video.
Yeah, we put that up on YouTube, so it's live right now.
Yeah, I got that up yesterday. So if you guys are interested, we're going to keep doing this weekly. Keep putting videos up with commentary, maybe a little bit more serious than what we do on here.
Some not so much.
Some not so much. I kind of want to mix it up a little bit. Haven't quite figured out what we want to call it because everybody else kind of has their own names for videos. We want to kind of give us a Tiltcast flavor, so.
Yeah.
But it is a...
She knows the flavor.
It's very curry spiced.
Or a curry, cup of tea.
It's curry mixed with some potato and some tamales. Mmm. But...
Oh, I had some curry and it was really spicy. I wanted to die.
Did you? Did it make you want to poop?
No, it didn't. But I don't like anything spicy. And it was like burning my mouth.
I've been eating lots of spicy stuff. And I've had this weird like allergy head cold thing. Mm-hmm. So I've been squirting pepper juice up my nose. Which is called that capsaicin stuff. It's called Sinus Buster. And it burns like a bitch for a little bit. And makes your eyes water and your nose water and everything else. And works really good though. Might bust it out here a little bit later. Hit it again. Yeah.
Hit it again. Bump a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I can just see him at work, like, spraying that up his nose. He's like, ah, God! And everyone's like, why do you do this? Like, it works.
it's funny. Somebody, it was right before I got to work, or right before I started work, and I was just, like, at my desk, and I pull it out of my drawer, and it's like, you know, and the guy next to me is like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, oh, pepper juice. I squirted it up my nose. He's like, why would you do that? And it's like, because it breaks up the stuff in my sinuses, and now I can breathe. So... I've had a real interesting
life. Sexual seditionist.
Oh, you know, like waking up every day, drinking like fucking half a gallon of orange juice, and like trying to get this shit broken up.
Bitty bitty. Okay, so you just played a lot of old games and some new ones, which
yeah, we'll get into that when we talk about shit.
Yeah. Will.
Well, I played Armored Core, obviously.
Yeah,
a lot of that. Mostly worked, and then I put a good amount of time into Minecraft for no specific reason today. Just blew a lot of time.
It's because I introduced him to the drug the other night.
Yeah.
I played it way too much.
I'm going to start a server.
We should. It'd be fun.
It'd be funny if they had like a Nazi cheese version of the game where it was like Minecraft, and it was like you played little cheese wedges, but you're all like, you know... Nazis.
Yeah.
Well, I was telling Will, it's like, you know, it's coming out on Xbox here fairly soon, and the Xbox version, I can't imagine it looking any better than it does on PC, the vanilla version, you know? And so, I was showing him one of the texture packs, it's a 128-bit pack, and it makes a huge fucking difference.
Right.
You can actually tell what everything is, and it looks clean and...
But I see them making a lot of extra money off of that, actually, throwing texture packs up as DLC.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice to have the reliable server where you have something that Microsoft's hosting, and that'd be cool.
Yeah.
But if it's not already out there, I'm going to probably host it on our server and see, you know, just allocate like 10 gigs or something like that and let people fuck around on it that I know. You have to really know me before I give you access, but...
I'd be down. It'd be
fun. We need to create a world.
Build.
Some build, yes.
I'm building a tower.
Yeah, I built a tower. You remember that house I was building?
Mm-hmm.
The hill and everything else, I turned that into a hill, and then I built a house on top of that.
Right.
And then I built a tunnel into the ocean, and I started building like a little like aquarium sort of thing. Not really aquarium, just a glass house under the ocean.
Nice.
So, well, you see the fish swing by. And
yeah, I came up to the a mountain. There was kind of a little indention I started doing in there. I was like, okay, this will be my little temporary house. Well, then when it was nighttime, I ended up hollowing out the whole thing. And then I dug underneath. I knocked all the blocks off around. I replaced all the cobblestone, like the unmined cobblestone, and then like replaced it so it would all look the same and look uniform. And all that's how OCD it was, doing everything. I did the walls, ceiling, the floor, the whole thing. And then so now I'm making a staircase up through the top of the mountain. I'm going to go and I'm just going
to
do it.
Did you figure out how to make short stairs and long stairs?
Well, only short stairs so far.
It's the magic. The long stairs on cocaine.
No, here's your problem. To make the longer stairs, which are you're just basically half blocks,
mm-hmm.
you just line up three blocks in a row and it makes like a flatter block.
Oh.
And you can use those to make longer stairs or make a really smooth transition into a room or something.
Oh, nice.
I use them like shingles and stuff like that.
Well, see, I was going to use it to go all the way up the center of the hole that I dig up to the top of the mountain, and then I'm going to just chip away the mountain, and so my tower will just be standing there on top of my house.
It's pretty phallic, sir.
Yeah, it is.
I'm
going to stand on the top of my phallus and shoot arrows.
Yes. It's one of those OCD games.
White arrows while you're wearing white robes.
Yes.
Little eye holes.
Yeah.
But the magic really of that game is just in how open it is, and I don't think it gets quite enough credit for what it is. It's just, there's been sandbox games before, but it's just the creativity of people that really make that really fun. And it's really fun single player, but once you get to multiplayer and you're playing with other people and building stuff together, that's when it really, I think, really takes off, because you'll build something, like my buddy built something one day while I wasn't playing with him, and then I go and I build something else, and then he'd come back and like modify something on my... Like I made it, like I was telling you, I made a pyramid, and then I started building a trench, and I filled it with water, and it came back, and he filled it with lava. He's like, that's a lot more metal, sir. I was like, yeah, I can agree.
That's pretty awesome.
So, you know, it's just...
Do you have to, like, cart it back in a bucket?
Basically, yeah, or you find, some place that has lava spewing out, and then just kind of feed it in there. Like, he dug a trench from a lava's flow, and just kind of led the lava over into it, and then he sealed off the trench.
It'd take a lot of time.
That stuff all takes a lot of time.
Well, I mean, yeah, it does, but yeah.
So that'll be my goal tomorrow. I'll set up a Minecraft server for Tiltcasters.
Do it.
Nice. So you can like us on Facebook, and then you can ask if you want to be on the Minecraft server, and I'll throw you on there.
Yeah, no griefing.
Yeah, no griefing, or I'll fucking boot you.
Yeah.
And put a virus on your computer.
Wow.
Better watch out.
Yep. Big threat. Anyway, so delete all your porn. So.
That's a travesty.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll write a script that just deletes anything with...
yeah.
Anything that says titty fuck ass or anything else.
Yeah, petite, teenage,
Mill.
Incest.
Yeah. I'll just pull, let's pull a keyword search yeah. off of like something...
And
like,
it says mom and dad, yeah. boob.
Yeah. All you have to do is just go up into the head tag on one of the porn sites and just grab all of those and throw that in the script.
Yeah.
Pretty much genius. Ban everything.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
But anyways, enough of this being weird.
Yeah.
What did we, Trent? What did we do on Wednesday?
Well, before that, what have I been doing game-wise? Not really much, just working my ass off, so working and working and working. As for Wednesday, Thursday was my birthday, so I went out Wednesday, so we did not do an episode. We did on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
So we went and hung out at Kaz's local bar.
Yeah, it was a good meeting place since my phone was dead.
Yeah, which was next door to the Canes, which is where Guar was playing. Which is where we eventually ended up at.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That ended up being a pretty epic show.
Yeah, it was pretty
fucking shit-faced, too.
Yeah, I just kept drinking, and people kept giving me drinks.
Well,
yeah.
You had, like, four or five
really
Irish car bombs just at Kaz's.
I got really honest.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to go piss all over the sink.
Oh, no. I didn't actually do that, but I was like, I'm going to go piss on the sink. So, but yeah, I was feeling pretty good. Yeah, I did have a lot of car bombs, and
I've had too many drinks. Why don't you drink some of these drinks?
Oh no, that was that last one. Yeah. I had that last drink, and it didn't taste good. It wasn't my type of beer, so I was like, I can't drink this one.
You ran into a lot of friends.
I paid $11 fucking dollars for a drink. Bullshit.
See, I tried not to buy any like drinks when I was at Cane's because they are overpriced.
Yeah.
So I tried to get my fill in. At Kaz's, because at Cane's, like, I think it was
half price as Kaz's, basically.
Yeah, it was $2.25 for a little cup of beer.
Yeah, Bud Light, nonetheless, 3.0.
Then everything else is, like, for, like, mixed drinks, you're spending, like, $11. That's before tips.
I got an 8-ounce glass of beer, and then if you go to the bar we're at, I mean, I was giving you...
Like,
Warsteiner. Guinness and Warsteiner for, like, $4.50, and I mean...
Warsteiner.
Warsteiner.
Yeah. I love Warsteiner. It's one of my favorite beers. So,
say, our German like fans... I know, you're a girl. You know, you're allowed.
I know a lot of girls that like beer, though.
It'd make you cooler.
I can't stand it.
You just drink a lot of White Russians.
Yep.
Yeah. Which, those are good. I mean, I finally admit, like, John from the Carousel came over one night, and it was...
He was a big fan of them.
You, me, and John.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were hanging out watching From Paris with Love. with John Travolta.
Yeah, that's right.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. And we just drank some White Russians. I got fucked up. I was pretty fucking drunk after. I was making them tall and strong.
That's what I always do. I always do a double tall and then you add a shot of Bailey's. So it's just like 5 shots.
Yeah.
With a little bit of milk on top.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is I've been at the bar with John a couple times from the carousel. And I'll be like, here, I'll buy you a drink. And I'll go up to give him a drink. And I'm like, what do you want? He goes, I want a White Russian. As soon as I tell the bartender I need a White Russian, the chick just gives me a look. It doesn't matter what else I'm ordering. Like, over at our place we go, to Merv's, I ordered, Guinness and a White Russian. And she goes, okay, Guinness. And I said, White Russian, just gave me this look. Like, really? There's just no coming back from that with an order. I mean, you can order, double bourbon shot, but if you throw
be drinking straight Jack.
Yeah, you can drink gin, but if you throw a fucking White Russian in there,
there's not even a redemption with scotch.
You can't say anything bad about a White Russian though, because
no, we can't, because I've had them and they're not bad.
But the bartenders, especially if you've seen The Big Lebowski, you just can't.
But the bartenders just give you these really weird looks.
Still better than like a rattlesnake or something.
Hey, that's one of the first bartenders I ever had when I was like 14.
Get a Windex.
Yeah, Windex, yeah. Those are horrible.
Get a screwdriver.
Now, 14 years old at Slick Willie's getting trash drunk on rattlesnakes, playing fucking, Raiden, the old overhead shooter
game. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just doing that, getting trash drunk.
But, under Gore.
Yeah.
Gore. Oh, it was a pretty epic show.
It was a great, great show.
I don't know how trashed you were at the onset, because I think after a certain point, you're like, let's go have a smoke, and I was like, yeah, I'm good. And Holly's like, let's get closer. And I was like, I'm kind of down for that at this point.
No, I kept going back and forth because I was standing in the crowd and then we were going to move forward.
Yeah.
And I needed a beer, so I went and grabbed a beer. When I came back, I couldn't find you guys. And then I ran into Vanessa, who was looking for Brian. I find Brian, and it's Brian, Vanessa, and I. And I'm like, I think they're up near the front, so let's go and try and find them.
You guys got on the wrong side.
Yeah, we were over on the right side, and you were on the left side, or vice versa, whichever. And we were trying to find you guys. We couldn't find you, and we were like, okay, fuck this. Yeah, so because we couldn't find anybody.
Well, I cleared a path, and we got right up to the pit, and the blood kept missing us, and Holly weighs 12 pounds anyway. So at some point, I was like, I'm just going to pick you up, and I don't even know if you expected it, and I just threw you up on my shoulder. Like carrying you like a fucking parrot.
Well, and the first time you did that, we didn't get anything. They were already
It already passed us, and I was like, damn it. I was like, I needed a target for him to point at. So, and you were wearing a white shirt, so it worked out pretty good.
Yeah.
And so the second pass around, I was like, this is the moment. And I don't even know if you're expecting it. I just fucking snatched you up and threw you up there.
Oh,
and
no,
we got blasted.
I was ready for it. I'm glad I didn't have to say anything.
If you ever want definite attention from the people on stage, just pull the puppies out. That's all you really gotta do.
Well, I thought about next time I go to a Gore show, I should just on my bare chest just draw a target and then just go crazy.
Will's like, I need to,
because that would be perfect. It would be perfect.
Yeah, I'm sure you get some attention.
Yeah,
probably
some negative and positive.
Yeah,
it's probably more negative. It got a little bit rough up there, but I mean, we had fun.
The guy beside me got kicked in the face.
Yeah, I had you up there for quite a while at one point, and I was like, I'm just getting, the residual from what's getting in you, and then he finally, pointed it down, so I got a little bit of a fake orange juice on me, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But, for anybody that doesn't know, I mean, Gore is it's kind of like a rite of passage. If you've never seen a Gore show, it's basically a punk metal show with guys dressed up in costumes that...
Like medieval monster costumes.
Yeah, and a guy with a big fake cock on stage.
Odorous jizz.
Yeah.
Snooki.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was great.
Yeah,
that was awesome. That was fantastic.
They killed Snooki.
They brought Snooki out, and they were pulling fetuses out of her and killing her and all that.
They chopped her stomach off.
It's not for children.
A lot of children there,
Yeah,
though.
Surprisingly. Yeah,
that was kind of weird.
It's like when I went to Skrillex and they were like kids on child leashes. I was like, and their parents were passed out on drugs in the corner. I was like, this is not right.
It was kind of weird. But I mean, it's just a punk metal show. I mean, their music's not bad. They're pretty talented guys, but I think the real reason to go is just to see it and get covered in fake fluids.
Even if you listen to music that's similar to that, or you like anything that's close to it, it doesn't matter if you listen to them or not. Just go.
It's about going to a Misfits show with blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's pretty cool. It's just, and all the stuff washes out. I was a little bit worried because the last show that I went to, the stuff was a little bit thicker and it did not really wash out. And this show, I mean, everything pretty much washed off immediately.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was just like colored water.
Yeah, it's not thick.
Yeah.
They're not thick. And actually, a long time ago, they changed what they did because at first they were using a lot of like really thick, viscous fluids.
Yeah.
And that stuff stains.
And they were using more than fake blood.
Yeah, and they quit doing that for obvious reasons, and now you can go to a show and get covered in fake red water or orange water as it is.
Yeah.
And have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
There was even, we even laid and made a, what, Blood Angels?
Blood Angels, yep.
Yeah, on the floor.
Yeah, well, it was like yelling to get out. He was like, yeah. Get out! And they're like, can we just lay down?
He was like, okay, last minute photo op.
Yeah.
I remember him saying that.
So it was pretty fun. We had a blast. I was pretty trashed. Yeah. I don't even know how you made it to work the next day.
Easy. The show ended pretty early, so...
Yeah.
Started at 7, ended like at, like, what, 10?
Yeah, about 10:30, I guess. It wasn't that late.
It's kind of weird.
Then we went to Whataburger.
Covered in fake blood.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what actually fucked me up the next day, because, you know, it's like when you're drunk and you eat Whataburger, you're like, this is the best shit in the world, and then you wake up the next day and your guts are just like, that was a really bad idea. So...
It absorbs all the alcohol, though.
That's how I was able to drive home. So, French fries. But
then
anyway,
it gives you the shits, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I had pancakes, so I didn't have to worry about anything.
Yeah,
everybody was at work. It was like, you know, why don't you take the day off? It's your birthday. And I was like, I'd rather make money than, like, sit at home and not make money.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But anyway, that's pretty much what I did with my week, as told by Justin and Holly. So,
yeah, well, we had much of the vicariously living through.
Yep. So... But that was pretty much it. So it was my birthday last week. Yes, one more year to the next one. So I had to figure out how to top a Gwar concert, though. That's the thing. Yeah, for a birthday. I've been to see Gwar before, but on a birthday, that's kind of special. So now I got to figure something else out.
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah. Anyway, so let's go ahead and jump into some stuff. Justin, you've been playing some stuff that you want to talk about.
I mean, minorly, I played a little bit more Syndicate. That game is hard.
Mm-hmm.
From the gameplay footage that you saw, Trent edited all the parts of me sucking.
Well, I also cut out the story, but yeah.
Yeah. But the further you get into that game, it starts to get fairly difficult, and that part's fun, but the part that kind of hacks me off is there's a lot of bloom in that game. Bloom meaning that you run into light that's hard to see. It's just glare, basically.
Yeah.
And you have to go into dark mode, which is this other vision mode that lets you see other things, and you've got a limited timer on it.
It slows down time,
but it's just there's so much bloom in that game that I have a hard time seeing what I'm shooting sometimes. And that's part of the reason it's difficult, and it shouldn't be. And it doesn't seem to have enough direction as to what I'm doing next, and so that kind of irritates me. But, as a whole, the game is pretty damn good. Nice. So... And it looks really good. The sound effects are really neat, too.
Yeah,
the
sound effects
the
are
whole
really
thing,
good, yeah.
Like, you can see in the video where I shove that, like, needle in the guy's ear, and then you see the little needle tendrils come out and grab this thing in this guy's head and pull it out, and you look at it like a fucking booger.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of funny, and then you, like, insert that into yourself, and then you get an upgrade,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of interesting.
Or the menu on mind hacking.
Yeah.
It's really cool, because you can hack into people's minds. And make them do stuff like, you know, attack
themselves.
Other people and kill themselves. And it pulls up this cool wheel, like a holographic thing, and it starts going through it really fast. All these really cool sound effects, choppy, like, you know, sniper sound effects. And really cool sound design. And overall, it's a great looking game.
Yeah, I plan on finishing it this week, and then it's not switching it out for something else.
Nice.
But I've been playing a lot of that. Obviously, I've been playing Minecraft, which we talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna probably get back into that, especially once I set that server up.
I am down. I'm excited.
More new things. What?
Next month it comes out on 360?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I think it's the 9th, isn't it?
Yeah, Kinect support not enabled at first, but it'll come soon.
Yeah.
Which, whatever. There's too much of a delay with Kinect for me to envision it doing anything really neat most of the time. But there's some things I have to talk about with Kinect later. So, but I mean, yeah, that's pretty much all I've been doing. So
nice. Will, how's Armored Core treating you?
It's good. It's good. It was kind of hard because I'm not like all about mech games as far as that. I mean, it was fun. It was kind of hard to get into it first, especially when your mech sucks. At the beginning,
everything's labeled as junk.
Yeah, all your parts are labeled as junk in the menus. That pretty much tells you. And then, but then it's like once you actually start doing quests and earning some money, and your mech starts to be pretty badass the way, and you kind of tailor it the way you want it to be.
Yeah.
It's it gets to be really, really fun. I was enjoying it.
A lot of customization options with that, too.
An amazing
amount. We will detail out later, again.
Have you gone into any of the skirmish where it's like one group fighting another group for land?
No, because either there's not enough people in my group on, and then a lot of the people that were on, well, they don't know who I am anyway, I guess, but they're kind of some they're kind of elitists. They are like kind of all about it, and they're like, you're just learning how to play. You obviously don't know what you're doing, type thing. They're like, you can be in our group to bolster our numbers, and but that was about it. But no, I didn't get to do any of the big online stuff like that. I did do some of the like 8v8, like, you know, everybody versus everybody battle royales. How'd and stuff you do like on that?
Well, you got like 5th or 6th place, didn't you?
Well, the one that I I played with you, as far as I was with you watching during the video, I was the second to last person. Well, he killed me last, basically.
Yeah.
So I would have been 2nd place.
Yeah, you're holding your own.
So I did all right. But
take it, elitist.
Well, you built a flying mech, basically, didn't you? Like, it's a pretty light mech that flies and.
Well, it's kind of medium size. I kept the initial. I like to set up with the battle rifle and the assault rifle as far as the guns, because they're fast shooting and they're pretty powerful. I did the reverse jointed legs for the jumping power, so I jump all over the damn place. I'm sure that pisses some people off whenever they're trying to play, because I'm jumping all around.
That's really good for a battle, though.
It is. It is really good, especially for the multiplayer.
Yeah, because they can't hone in on you with homing missiles, stuff like that.
Well, actually, I got a. There's actually a thing called a CIWS in the game, and so basically you click it on. The one I had, the most upgraded one that I could get at the time, and it was like 500 shots, and it keeps missiles from hitting me anyway. So nice. They could only hit me with regular ammo. So
nice.
So if you're a missile mech, you're pretty much fucked.
Yeah, I mean, any of the heavy duty tank guys or anything like that, they didn't stand a chance, because I'm going to jump all around them before they can do anything and take them out.
Nice.
So get behind them and shoot them in the back.
Pretty much.
It looks really neat. I would like to see some of the actual boss battles. It was something they were advertising as big fucking epic boss battles.
Yeah, I didn't get far enough into the story, really, because I was trying to avoid some of that for the video as far as that, but I did a lot of the mech-on-mech fights and things like that, where you go in, and it's kind of how you earn a lot of the emblems in the game and things like that.
Mech-on-mech action.
Yeah, hot mech-on-mech action.
Gay robots.
Yeah.
Little grandma's boy.
Actually, name my mech Raze. R-A-Z-E.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Sex bot.
Yeah. That's pretty bad.
I will rule you. Wait, no.
Sex Panther.
Sex Panther.
Yeah.
Yeah. 60% of the time, it works every time.
It's called Mech Panther.
90% of the time.
It's 60.
It's
called what Panther?
Mech Panther.
Yeah. Mech Panther?
It's Sex Panther, made by Odeon.
Yeah.
Formidable scent.
Yeah.
Has bits of real panther in it. They've done research, you know, 60% of the time, it works every time.
It's not a real product, Holly.
She's
Googling. Oh, it is.
No, she's talking about Sex Panther clone. The 90% of the time reference is what she's checking.
Yeah.
Brian Fantana, look it up.
Yeah. if anybody would know it, it would be Will. He idolizes him, so. God. Which is why it smells like Bigfoot's dick half the time.
Yeah, what's it say?
I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
Whatever. Damn. Yeah, they're coming out with a sequel now.
Yeah, they are. They announced that the other day on Conan.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of looking forward to it. Because it's one of those movies that I didn't like the first time. And then I just watched it a few more times, and it grew on me, and I really started liking it.
Grows on you like Bigfoot stick.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like when they do the entire Anchorman fight off, where they have like the Spanish news.
Oh yeah,
and the PBS equivalent.
Yeah. Rick, where'd you get that grenade? I don't know.
It's like you stabbed a man with a trident.
You might want to lay low.
You might want to think about leaving town for a while. it's just great stuff. Yeah, it's Tim Robbins,
Speaking of stuff we talk about on the show, Paul had messaged us last week about giving him links, so I went ahead and dumped a whole bunch of Whitest Kids You Know links on his personal Facebook, so you're welcome, Paul. I gave you some oldies but goodies.
It's a good show.
Dude, that's about something else I did this weekend, man.
I was kind of sick,
I didn't really want to do anything, so I was like, Whitest Kids You Know, and it's all on fucking YouTube, like every fucking episode.
Oh, that's awesome.
So he caught up on the last season.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I'm still not up on the Civil War on drugs. But every skit aside from that on season 5 is fucking amazingly good.
Yeah.
Like the blacklight skit?
Yeah, the blacklight bedroom skit.
Oh,
yeah,
that was...
Have you ever seen that one?
This dad is installing a blacklight into his kid's bedroom. And the kid is like, you know, oh, my posters are going to look awesome. This is
yeah,
great. And
he's they like, show it. Oh. It's like, yeah, it has like this girl's boobs that light up, you know?
Yeah, he's got like a blacklight poster above it and stuff. And it, he goes, well, turn it on, Dad. He's like, all right. So he kills the light and turns the blacklight on. It's just semen all over the place.
Like on his hands.
On the ceiling.
It's like the only person it's not covering is the dad. And he's just like, all right, well. Have fun.
It glows. Yeah.
It's just like splats right above his bed and shit like that.
It must have taken like glow in the dark paint and just slathered it all over everything.
Yeah, or spermicide, one or the other.
So, but oh, it's so gross, but it's so funny.
Yeah, it is really fucking funny. My favorite one is the from stork one of the one later. Really which one?
The stork one.
Yeah, that one's a little long, but it was kind of weird. One of my favorites that's from one of the previous seasons is the internet history. Because, like, season 4, I think, all they did was these constant masturbation jokes with guys jacking off on the family computer and then, like, deleting the history. So
they delete all the history.
Well, there was one where the guy, like, goes to delete history and it takes a snapshot of him through the webcam. He's like, what? No, don't do that. Then it, like, buys a billboard space and puts it up. And he's like, what the fuck? Then people start calling him, going like, dude, I just saw your billboard. That's awesome. And then my favorite one, though, is where the guy goes to delete the entire internet history. And he actually deletes all of history. And all of a sudden, he hears all these noises outside, and it looks at that sign, it's like Nazi Germany. And then a fucking, like, raptor comes up with laser beams on its eyes. And then George Washington just pops up right behind him and just goes, get away from the window. It's fucking hilarious. It's just a really weird...
It's where they take things.
Mix of things, yeah. From Hitler to raptors to George Washington.
It's like the fucking hot daughter one.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. That was pretty good.
Just look it up. It's really awkward.
Yeah. It's a really good one. But,
Ollie's writing it on her arm.
I don't know what she's writing on her arm.
But 60% of the time.
60% of the time. Yeah, she wants to know that for a fact. But, White is Kitchen is a great show. Great show. And, definitely the, modern equivalent of a racier Kids in the Hall.
Yeah.
So.
I got my boss watching it now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he thinks it's amazing.
Yeah.
You know who my boss is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's not one of the guys that's up on internet humor, and I pulled up my buddy Raphael, or not Raphael, somebody else had it on their phone, and I was like, hey, you need to check this out, and I showed him the blacklight skit, and he's like, holy
shit.
Did
you see the new song they did of Let's Go to the Old Folks Home?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, you were in my room watching
that. Oh, you were, okay, he writes a rap song about how he has to go see grandma because she's sick, and he gets down there, and she's got like all these medications and stuff, so he starts singing about
that one.
Yeah, about
getting high at the old folks
home. Yeah, Let's Go to the Old Folks Home and get fucked up. So,
I think you may have shown me that one.
No, I think I showed you the dinosaur rap, which is still one of my favorites. Get a New Daddy and the Never song. Yeah.
The one about Never Making Meth.
Yeah, I've
Never
Makes Meth. I've seen the Old Folks Home one.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that wasn't had for to me. Have been.
Yeah. It wasn't for me.
It wouldn't have been for me.
I just now finally got to watch the
So
two
if
seasons.
People don't know, I mean, it's not like the most popular show in the world. I don't know how it's not, but this is so much funnier than SNL. I'm sorry, Will. This, like, kills SNL.
Yeah.
There's nothing SNL does that even comes close to touching it.
With a trident to the chest. That kills it.
We gotta remember, SNL this is on network TV.
This is like a Viking. Yeah.
It's not just that it's on network TV, it's the people they have on the show that kill it. So
this is the equivalent of a Viking like taking his horned helmet and ramming it into the pillager and then breaking it in half.
Yeah.
I like them both on different levels, but basically I like them on different levels for the same reason I like Family Guy and South Park.
Well, the only thing left on SNL that's funny is not Sandberg by himself. It's Lonely Island is actually really funny.
Yeah, but Lonely Island came out as a different product.
Yeah, I know, but they showed them all on Saturday Night Live. That's the thing. So, like, the Dick in the Box.
Yeah, Dick in the Box isn't bad.
All those things were aired originally on Saturday Night Live. And then they have, like, Jizz in My Pants, which is fucking hilarious. And they have the Jack Sparrow song with Michael Bolton.
Yeah.
That's really fucking funny.
There's also Mother Lover.
Yeah, Mother Lover, where it's the two guys who bang each other's
moms.
Yeah. It's funny shit. And Jizz in My Pants is still one of my favorites. That one's just hilarious.
That one has Justin Timberlake in it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's actually a pretty funny guy.
Yeah, he is.
As much as it is.
Surprisingly, yeah.
I don't mind him.
Well, the Jizz in My Pants, He was only in there as the DJ in the background.
Well, no, he was also the mop-up guy in the shopping center.
Well, yeah, he was the mop-up guy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait, yeah, it was Akiva, Akiva that was the DJ in the background. Yeah.
But it's, anybody who hasn't checked, we need to post those for fucking Ian and Paul now is Lonely Island videos, because he's not going to know who the fuck they are. So,
I like the Just Had Sex.
I was
listening to that one earlier.
Yeah, that's actually a really good one. But also, I Threw It on the Ground. That's probably one of my favorite ones. Yeah.
Speaking of comedy,
it's like, oh, that's so
funny. Yeah, it's like, my girlfriend said, hey, it's your dad. She asked me her cell phone. I said, what do you think? I'm stupid. My dad's not a cell phone. I threw it on the ground. Happy birthday to the ground.
Speaking of comedy music acts, did you know Tenacious D's coming here in a few months?
Oh, really?
Really? I was listening to that.
Did you watch the video of their new album release?
Is it pretty good?
Yeah, it's long, but it's pretty funny.
Like, that's the only thing I really like Jack Black in, aside from Tropic Thunder anymore, is anything to do with his actual band.
Oh, come on, man. Yeah. High Fidelity was a great movie, and the role he played in that was really good.
If
you want to see Val Kilmer take a bullet for Jack Black, you need to watch the video.
Is Val Kilmer still, bloated and stuff, or did he...
Yeah, and he has, long, shaggy, blonde hair. He's still bloated? It's pretty funny.
That sucks, because, you see, Val Kilmer, I love Val Kilmer, and I'd like the same.
He's gotten pretty great.
He used to be so hot.
He used to be a great actor. Salt in the Sea is a great fucking movie.
With him with the fucking mohawk.
Yeah, him as the punk rock drug addict, and also the jazz musician she plays.
Yeah, there's a lot of really guys in that.
Great movie. But then you see him in Deja Vu, and he's gotten a little pudgy. And then you see him later on, and he's just bloated. And you're like, oh, no, Val Kilmer.
The Saint wasn't a bad movie.
No, that's one of the first ones I mentioned. I love The Saint with Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Yeah. Top Secret.
I don't think Saint gives a fuck anymore.
Have you ever seen Top Secret?
No, I haven't.
You've never seen Top Secret?
No.
Oh, my God. That's one of the dumbest parody movies ever made, but it's fucking funny. And he plays this Elvis kind of wannabe character, / Beach Boys. Who becomes an American spy. It's really fucking horrible.
I haven't seen it either.
You've never seen Top Secret?
Like a movie night.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, write that down.
In your arm.
Yeah.
New paragraph.
Yeah. Yep. Top Secret's it's a horrible movie. But yeah.
Did you guys see that guy? He made a Mega Man short with $700.
I saw a story on it, but I didn't actually watch anything.
I watched the video. A lot of people are saying it's great, but I thought it kind of looked like crap.
The costume is a big questionable part of if you're going to make a Mega Man live action thing. The costume.
I can't even think of making a cosplay costume for $700.
Because it looks really gay. the Mega Man costume.
You gotta have a big head.
And you gotta have a very long arm.
Well, they kind of... I don't know. The way they kind of portrayed Zero and stuff like that,
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I didn't like it. And then there was also that Skyrim.
Oh, yeah. So there's a video for Skyrim, or music video?
Yeah.
Sorry, those two chicks doing violin and piano, just nothing at all.
Speaking of weird internet videos, did you guys, what's that band, Goaty or...
Got you
or whatever?
That's somebody I used to know.
Yeah, did you see that one where it's somebody doing a cover with five people on a guitar?
Five people playing one guitar, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that on Chad's page, and I said, holy shit, that's actually really fucking talented.
It is really good.
I finally watched a video for that somebody used to know or whatever, where it's him and the girl getting painted against the wall.
That's pretty interesting, but you should see the guitar video.
Yeah, well, I was actually going to say, am I the only one who can't stand this song?
I like it.
The song's not bad, it's kind of catchy. But
it's catchy, but it's just, it's... It's that, what's that one song, that fucking,
It's something different from what you hear. I think that's really the big...
How do you spell it? G-O-T?
G-O-T-Y.
But no, it reminds me of the craze that came about for that one fucking song that, Holly will remember it.
Adele?
Thank you. Hey there, Adele.
Delilah,
yeah. It reminds me of when that song came out, because it wasn't like the rest of the radio music. It was this little folky guitar song that came out, and everybody was like, oh my God, I love that song. You don't see that guy around anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, nobody
can. Wayne YG's.
Yeah.
Well, now they have Mumford & Sons. So.
Yeah.
Well, but the interesting thing, if you watch this guitar, it's somebody else doing a cover, isn't it?
Right, and it's five
people, and they have one guitar, and they have a girl, they have a guy on one end that's doing the beats on the guitar.
Yeah,
they have a girl that's playing some of the chords. They have one of the guys that's playing another part of the chords, and then another guy playing the bass line on the top string, and then another guy that just flips the top for just like a like a little bit of an arpeggiation, but yeah. it's weird because it's all syncopated so well, and everybody sings like, and when they sing, they pop their head up, and they pop their head down, and they're done singing. Yeah, and it's all fits together really well. Like I think I was more impressed with how well rehearsed it was that it just came across as so tight.
Have to watch it on the breaks.
Well, yeah, I'm just it's just one of those things from a musical perspective. I mean, I like a lot of different. I like war, but I also like shit like this, you know. And it's it really interested me. So it's just like, you know what, that kind of interested me. I'd like to see more stuff from the cover band though. See what else that they can do, because that was kind of neat.
I know they have Earth in their name. I can't remember what
Earth, Wind, and
Fire. That video has like 80. That video had like 83 million views.
Oh yeah, it's like if you look up the actual music video and you hit the related thing, it's the first one.
Yeah, well, it's funny because like the original video has a lot, but that has more, like way more. The cover got more popular. It's just more interesting, honestly.
It's good stuff.
But anyways, I don't know. We're going to take a break? Or?
Yeah, we are. We're going to go ahead and head out to a break, and then we'll be back.
Yes, I will.
Some news.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be back.
All right. Could you give me that fucking creepy ass look?
All right, all right.
Bet your ass we will.
Have you seen that video?
Yeah.
The gay rapper?
Yeah, sure.
Are you sure?
Victor showed it to me.
Are you sure you're not gay? No, you didn't let me say no homo. I was gay for like 20 seconds. God.
All right.
Yeah.
And we are back. Sorry to clear my throat. So, yeah, we are back from our break of
Did we see somebody we used to know?
Yeah. Anyways, so we did all that. So, and we're back with some news.
Yeah, yeah.
Will,
I have got nothing.
I thought you were gonna steal one of his.
No, I won't steal his thunder.
We both should have.
Yeah, we should.
Did you guys both not have theirs?
Nope.
Not really.
Really?
I spent too much time playing Minecraft, and I didn't get a. I did a little research.
Yeah, mine was a Sega. We already got that. So.
Yeah, you got all of our news. So good job, Justin.
Yeah.
Thanks for ruining it for everybody.
Well, I mean, honestly, there wasn't a lot going on. I mean,
not really.
Shit, we looked at new releases this week and I was like, fuck, this sucks. I'm going to go back to playing some good old games. Hey, plug for GOG.com. But, so for all of us who really like the whole Battlefront series, that's rumored to be coming out. It's passed from several different studios, from Slant 6, which did not such a great job on SOCOM, or
make sure
Resident
you say
Evil.
The actual first name of it rather than just Battlefront.
Oh yeah, Star Wars Battlefront 3.
There we go.
Yeah. Well, me and you played a lot of Battlefront growing up.
Yeah, I still own them. So
I actually played Battlefront on an actual dial-up modem on my PS2.
Yep.
Early in college, I played a lot of that and played it all the way through college actually. And then it came out on Steam, and I bought it again, and apparently there's some servers still up, and I'll probably play it at some point. Yeah. But anyways, Battlefront 3, not going on to the best of studios. It went to Slant 6, which, like I said, didn't do such a great job with most of the games they've done. Sorry, Slant 6. And then Spark Unlimited. So Spark Unlimited is a... you probably don't know what the hell that is. And there's a reason for that. They made Call of Duty Finest Hour for Xbox, which I don't remember a lot of glowing reviews for that. Made Turning Point for 360 and PS3. Again, one of those games that got a average review of about 3 or 4. And then Legendary, which is that weird kind of mythological game that came out. Which the highest rating I could find for that was a 7, mostly in the 3 and 4 category. So not looking so great for Battlefront 3. I hope they pass it off again to a real studio. So, I'm interested. The game's been in development since like Xbox 360 first gen, like 2007. So, we could be looking at another Duke Nukem project, basically. Which, I don't want to see something remade over and over and over again. I want to see a new product. But, I mean, Battlefront was fucking cool.
Yeah, I love
the
Battlefront.
Space battles and fucking indoor battle was amazing.
The Hoth battle was great.
Dude, the Hoth battle was huge. There's, what is it, 24 on 24?
Yeah, something like that.
And this is, like, way back when, too.
And they had the Kashyyyk and indoor battles. Indoor was actually great. That was a fun one.
Well, it's like you'd have all these bots on top of the people playing, and so, like, you get into these battles. I remember, and this is way back when online gaming was still in its infancy, and you'd have, like, 24 people playing on, like, fucking dial-up modems over their PS2s. Mm-hmm. Like, fighting each other in these big-ass indoor battles. And you could jump into, like, AT-STs and AT-ATs and fucking snow speeders and...
Yeah, like speed bikes.
God, it was so cool. Yeah. It's awesome.
And every time you die, you could just change your loadout to be a different class. So if you're playing Imperial, you could change that between, like, a snow trooper or stuff like that. Or just a regular assault. And then if you were playing Rebellion, you could swap up between their respective classes as
right,
well.
Right, and then I always had, like, somebody who had, like, the highest... I don't remember how they delegated it, but during the middle of the battle, say, Luke Skywalker is joining into the battle. Yeah. And then one of the guys that was playing on the team would get a chance to play as Luke Skywalker. Kind of like in Left 4 Dead, like, somebody's going to be the tank, and it picks them.
Yeah.
Kind of the same kind of thing. So you can be Darth Vader or Luke Skywalker, and you go out with your lightsaber and just go out and kick ass.
Yeah, and even if you're playing offline single, it'd do the same thing. It wouldn't so much be you. It'd just end up bringing in an NPC to play the Jedi that would just come out, and just you could just walk next to him and just go around devastating the shit out of, like, whoever the fuck it is that you came up across.
So yeah, always pretty fun. Always wanted to make sure that I got into with Luke Skywalker in the indoor battle, so I could actually try to. I'd always try to cut the end off the speeder bike.
You know, yeah,
he did in the movie.
Yeah,
it never really worked, but it did a lot of damage to it.
No, you would crash them into trees a lot.
So. Yeah, man, trying to fly through all the trees was actually pretty challenging.
Yeah,
it's probably easier than I thought, but whatever. I was younger. Next bit of news: Notch announce 0x10C this weekend. It's a space game. That's all I got. It was announced on Twitter. So.
Well, they gave some descriptions of it.
What descriptions did you find?
Well, basically, like,
I just saw it on the Twitter feed.
A lot of people are kind of comparing it to EVE Online in a way. And they're saying basically you're going to have a ship, and it'll have a generator, and you have to kind of manage your powers and everything. So, like, if you wanted to do, like, cloaking, for example, you might have to turn off all your computers and all of your lights and things like that to get the cloaking to work. Each ship is going to have its own fully operational computer on board that you should be able to fully interact with and do things on. So it's pretty...
Here's my thing with Notch. Okay, I kind of see... Man, if he listens to this, he's going to be so mad. I see him as kind of like an accidental success. Because Minecraft was nothing special. The coding on it's nothing special. It's crashed out many times in its infancy. It was in beta for 2 years. And somehow it caught on. And it's not a bad game, don't get me wrong. But it was also not a great-looking game. And it's the community that has made that game work and given all the good ideas. Like, because the community support has become a pretty decent game, you know. With the XP and the enchanting now and all the different weapons and all the different things that you can do now with, you know, the whole survival mode thing. Like, that's all on account of the community giving more feedback. So for him to do, like, an actual this-gen game, no matter what it is, I'm kind of skeptical because I don't know what... Unless he's hired some people that really know how to do coding and really know how to do graphics and things like that.
I suppose there's going to be that whole team of Mojang.
Yeah,
he's hired a lot of people over the time.
For a long time, it was just, like, four guys.
Right, well, if you go to the website and look now, I mean, he has a team of, like, 10 people.
Well, that's not a lot for a major development game, you know?
Yeah.
Especially any kind of, like, space, online, multiplayer, anything. 10 guys is nothing. I mean, 50 guys made Two Worlds 2, and we saw what that came out of.
Yeah.
You know, and Skyrim, I mean, shit, there's probably, like, 2,000 people that worked on that, you know? Well, no, not quite. Bethesda's not a huge studio, either. But that you get what I'm getting at. Like, there's a certain amount of quality you can get out of so many people. And, I see Minecraft as an accidental success. It was something that was cool. It's a cool idea that works. But it works on that retro factor. I mean, you look at it, and it's like it's kind of like playing a retro game, you know?
But did he ever actually say that it was going to be like this gen graphics?
I don't know. I'm just... That's we don't know. So we'll see what happens with Notch. I mean, he's got a lot of heart. I'll give him that. He likes, you know, the guys that make Psychonauts. I can get behind that. You know, I can get behind Minecraft. I paid for it.
Jesus!
Just about knocked my Red Bull Olive Oil there. Yeah. Good save there.
Yeah, that was an awesome save.
That was like...
I got my dew on ya.
I really splashed your arm there.
Yeah, just this arm. I don't know how... This arm didn't... Well, I guess I got a little bit on that arm. But I'm going to say this arm mostly got wet for some reason. I don't know.
It won't bend back out. That's kind of weird.
Are you growing wings?
I am.
Oh.
I'm going to put that off the table for a while.
I'm sticky.
Sorry, Will.
You're stickier.
Got my bull juice on you.
Yeah.
But,
A musky.
Wow. So anyways...
It's like asparagus.
I had a couple of other stories. Steel Battalion on Kinect. So, Kotaku had a really good video as to what that was. And I browse them a lot, kind of look for different things. Because they post news stories like every 20 seconds. They got a really big writing team. But they posted a video for kind of like how Steel Battalion works with Kinect. And it's controller-enabled, Kinect-supported. And it's like... hey, I need to pull my periscope down. And so it shows, like, the periscope go down, and you got to, like, reach up with your hands, and you pull down the periscope, and you can look around. It's like, I need to drive now, so you reach forward and grab the, like, viewport, basically, and pull yourself forward. Then you start using your controller to move around. It's like, your guy's bitching and moaning about, like, everything and starting to freak out. You can, like, turn around and fucking, like, sucker punch him and get him back in gear, you know? I need a pistol. So, like, you reach over and you grab the pistol with your hand, like in Kinect style, and then use your controller to use the pistol. And so, it was interesting, like, how they were using, like, there's a whole bunch of things on your display, basically. The stuff that you need to interact with is kind of clunky with the controller. It's you use your hands to do that. And then for movement and things like that, and shooting and things like that, you're using your controller. And so, I, for one, am kind of excited about it. I know you kind of got that look on your face, Will.
Just not big on motion control.
I'm not either, but this is like the first time they're really incorporating it into a hardcore game. Well, aside from Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Well, but Mass Effect didn't have a lot of... It was just voice
command. There was no movement. It's all voice command. And binary domains, all voice command as well, so...
Which, but that's what
but I'm that, saying. Actually, that's not Kinect. I'm sorry. That's your headphones. I'm sorry.
But that's what I'm saying. And like actually incorporating it into a hardcore game and making it kind of viable. My only problem is I know there's a delay with Kinect that's like a half second at least. And so, if you got a lot of going on, how's that going to work out, you know?
Yeah.
But maybe it starts reading the motion as you start reaching forward, you know? And that way that there's not that much delay that's noticeable, you know? But, hey, you know, Steel Battalion was one of those games that always looked really fucking cool and then way back when that nobody could afford because back when I was in college, there's no way I could afford $200 plus an Xbox to play that game.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm kind of interested. Any thoughts, Trent?
We'll see how it goes.
I know Scott was super excited about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No.
He was a big fan of the original.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we'll just see how it turns out.
So. Maybe when it comes out, we'll have him come over and get him going crazy on it or something.
All coked up on it.
Yeah. We'll just give him a shitload of coffee and say, Scott, go nuts. Because that's... Man, that'd be funny. Anyways, I wanted to talk a little bit about a couple of other things. Orcs Must Die 2 coming out this summer. With co-op support. I don't know if you ever played it, Will.
I didn't.
Fucking amazing tower defense game. One of my favorite tower defense games of all time right now at this point.
Yeah.
I really love Orcs Must Die. I gave it a pretty damn good review, too.
Yeah.
I bought it, played it here and there, but then I got sucked into Defense Grid.
Yeah. So. Well, me and Holly played it at PAX, and that guy... the guy.
I didn't play it. I watched you play it, because I was holding the camera, I think.
Yeah, you were. And the guy that we talked to, I guess he was from Age of Empires... And he was fucking super psyched. And then after playing, I was like, This is pretty damn cool. And then I bought it, and I was like, this is really fucking awesome. It's just it's just carnage, just plain and simple.
Yeah.
And once you kind of get your machine going, basically your death machine, it is enjoyable as hell. But yeah, look forward to that. It won't be more than $15, hopefully. Sega. I know Sega is got an Aliens game coming out. Football Manager, Total War, and of course Sonic. That stuff's still all going on, but they're not doing so great fiscally right now. Which kind of sucks, but we know how this goes with Sega. Always innovators, sometimes with the wrong ideas.
Well, Sega's been around for quite a long time.
Millions of years ago.
Well, they've been around since the day of, you want to go back to pinball machines.
Yeah, they've been around
even beyond. So they did stuff even before that. So, it's kind of interesting to see what's going to happen with them.
I think if they would get more invested with hardware and maybe quit looking at themselves as much as a software company.
I don't think they're ever coming back in the hardware game, though.
I mean, I think they have some really good ideas when it comes to hardware. But I don't think the soul of the company is the same as it was millions of years ago.
Well, I think they've had problems for a while, and that's one of the reasons why they haven't gone back into hardware is because they can't take that major loss of if they do put out a hardware of some kind, be it a peripheral or an actual system, it would fuck them over so bad.
I think the problem that I see with Sega anyway is they're an old school company, and I don't think they've evolved enough with the gaming industry. And not that things need to evolve too much, because there are some throwbacks. Like, obviously, I'm big into Wasteland. That's still going really strong. We know that's coming out. You know, I'm big into top-down point-and-click adventures. But just like in Binary Domain, you know, I mean, you have that obvious Sega style to it.
Yeah.
That never leaves, and it has its charm. But by the same token, I'm not saying I want Sega to do a lot of first-person shooters. That's not what I'm taking from this at all. I just want to see them do more original ideas and quit rehashing Sonic.
For me, with Sega, is once you get past that Sega charm, like with Binary Domain, and even Vanquish, once you get past that ridiculous, over-the-top kind of charm that they throw into their games, they actually have good stories. And that's what you kind of got to get to. Like, Binary Domain has that usual fucking...
You almost described
campy
it like a
dialogue,
almost like a buddy cop adventure.
Yeah, it has that horrible campy dialogue and the predictable kind of characters and stuff. But once you get beyond that, the story that it's based on is actually really good.
Well, but so. I guess what I'm getting at though is, I mean, they've rehashed the whole Sonic thing. It's just like Nintendo rehashing all their old ideas over and over and over again.
Yeah,
kind of sick of that. But
they need to bring out more Dreamcast collections that.
I don't want to see any more collections. I want to see them do original movies.
Oh, no, I know that, but they need to bring... There's a few titles that are on Dreamcast that they've never brought over with the Dreamcast collection that they need to, like, Record of Lotus War, fucking Omicron, Slave Zero, Gauntlet.
I'd probably say Shenmue.
No,
there will only be about
but yeah.
20 people that are with me on Shenmue. But
no, I agree with that one, too. There's four right there. Shenmue. They just need one more for the collection to make five. But you know, those are all pretty big games, you know, size-wise, so it'd be hard to fit them all into, like, one collection. But there were some great games that whenever they were going to do, whenever they started doing their collection stuff for Dreamcast, it just totally overlooked.
Yeah.
And I really wish they wouldn't have, because Record of Lotus 4 was a great fucking game on Dreamcast. And Omicron is still, in my opinion, a fantastic game for its time. You know, and Slave Zero is one of the best mech games.
Well, I was about to pick at you, and I was going to say because David Bowie's involved, but it's
no,
a good
it's
game.
Actually a good fucking game. When you get down to it and you actually play it, and the story and the interactivity it's in, it's really fucking good.
I need to buy a Dreamcast again.
Mm. You probably get it on the cheap.
Yeah.
Definitely. It could easily replace my Saturn.
Yeah. There's not a whole lot of
yeah,
good
it,
shit on
it
the
it
Saturn.
It did when it came out, and it can still do it now.
So. I mean, I love my Saturn.
Did Sewer Shark come out on the Saturn, or was that on?
That was Sega CD.
Was it Sega CD?
Yeah, I used to have one of those as well with Night Trap and fucking
Night Trap.
Yeah,
oh,
I had Night Trap. I had that for a long time until one of the discs got fucked. I just threw the whole thing out. It's like it was after it had finally gotten banned, and one of the discs got fucked. And I was like, "Fuck it, I'm throwing it out."
Let's say one more last bit of news. Do you have anything?
No.
Okay. I wanted to just kind of give people a heads up as to why we're so big on PC gaming, and this is a good reason. It's been on the rise for several years, and I don't think it gets enough attention, but to kind of put it in perspective, we talk about Steam a lot, Steam sales, and which are better than used games. Like if new video games had digital rights and did Steam sales, basically, or did the kind of sales that you see on PC, then there wouldn't be a reason for used games. But, you know, new games at $60 all the time, it kind of sucks.
Yep.
But 40 million people have Steam accounts. That's only about 10 million shy of Xbox users, which is almost the same amount of users they have on the PS3. That's a lot for PC gaming. Publishers on Steam keep 70% of the profits versus the 30% they keep on consoles, which is a big reason that publishers like Steam. Yeah. And that's why you get remakes like Alan Wake on PC. Yeah, it might sell 500,000 copies, but they'll make more than they do on that than they do on 2 million copies or something, you know. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, whatever. But to put it in perspective again, in 2011 they had 780 petabytes of games downloaded. And that's basically 780 million gigabytes, which is a fuckload of shit. So, but yeah, Steam accounts for 51% of the total Steam sales, of total PC sales every, well, at least last year. So it's kind of a big deal, and I don't think people have a wrong idea of PC gaming, as in PC gaming being mouse and keyboard everything, which mouse and keyboard for me I'm fine with, but I have an Afterglow controller that I use all the time, and that's what I use on 80% of all my games is my Xbox controller.
Most of the games.
And there's an adapter you can plug into your PC that you can use to use any regular wireless Xbox controller.
Yeah, it's like most of the games that I have on like Steam, like I think it's like about 75 or 80% of them are all controller ready, and that's a lot of fucking games.
Well, most of them you can just plug your controller in and it just starts using the controller. Like I played Deus Ex on PC actually recently, and used my Xbox controller for the entire thing.
Yeah, and it's set up exactly like the Xbox version, so there's no difference between them.
There's no extra setup for any of that stuff either. You just plug and play.
Yeah, when I played Skyrim on Steam, you know, just plugged the controller in and it mapped it exactly like the Xbox controller. There's no difference.
Well, and you think about like 1080p gaming. I mean, all you got to do is run. You could run an HDMI splitter if you have HDMI out on your PC. Just run it straight to your TV. You just play it like your fucking Xbox.
Yeah,
that's how I was playing Minecraft today.
It'll just look better. 50th. So,
yeah, but I mean, it's just things like that. I mean, it just. A lot of people don't realize how easy PC gaming is, and with a lot of the system requirements for most PC games are a lot lower than you think. Deus Ex will run on pretty much any modern machine.
Yeah, dude, I had that running on a dual Turian, Turian processor with, I think, 4 gigs of RAM laptop machine, and it was fucking running it.
I ran Civ 5 on a fucking old-ass laptop while I went on a couple of business trips last year, and that's... Mm. A pretty decent looking game.
Yeah.
But I mean, just PC gaming in general. I mean, you get some of the more indie titles that you don't necessarily see on Xbox Live. And I think it's kind of bad that you don't see enough people doing PC gaming. But, anyways, that's pretty much all I had for news. Been a news light week. I didn't want to start just jumping off into really random shit because I thought that'd be kind of stupid.
Yeah.
So
let's go ahead and jump into our, our question for next week.
Yeah.
So go ahead and.
How did we decide we were going to word that?
I don't know which decision
you guys... Yeah, I didn't know which one we went with. You're the one who...
Did you want to go with...
You kept going like, we're not going to do that. That's stupid. I'm going to pull my dick up and we're going to... I'm just saying. you pull a Jason on it.
Early does like this.
That's what I do.
So are we going to do which video game would you want to be turned into a reality TV show?
Or are we doing the other one? About the 60s, sorry, about the 70s, 60s, 70s, and 80s.
I don't know enough people, aside from people our age, that would know that.
I wouldn't know what to
everybody at this
that.
Table has seen a TV show from at least the 80s or even the 70s. Like, you know, was it Welcome Back, Kotter, for fuck's sake? My Three Sons, The Monkees, you know, there's a lot of fucking
Perfect
shows.
Strangers.
Perfect Strangers, you know.
I forgot about that show.
That as a video game is a fucking hilarious idea. So
I want to
like
be Balky
Bartokomus. Night Court.
Never watched any of those.
Night Court.
Yeah, but you
Starsky and Hutch.
So.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, Fall Guy. Simon and Simon.
Nope.
Jeez.
I was born in 87.
Monty Python.
And the only Monty Python movie I have ever watched is The Holy Grail.
Not their best.
Life of Brian.
I didn't like it. I didn't pay that much attention to it because we were watching it in school, but I need to go through and watch
You're
it
You're watching
again.
It in school?
Yeah. Watched it in school. It's the only time I've ever seen it, and I always want to go back and watch it again just to see.
What fucking school did she go to that they were showing Holy Grail in freaking school?
I went to a Christian private school, so there's no way I could watch it.
I was really young, too.
Were you in alternative school?
No.
They just let you fuckers watch anything over there.
They really did.
Yeah.
The best thing I've ever got to watch in school was like Hamlet with Ethan Hawke.
Roots was the best thing I got to watch. Roots and The Color Purple.
We had really lazy teachers.
I know, we got to watch Glory, and that was a good movie. So, with Matthew Broderick. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not going to go with that one. I'm going to say, what video game would you want to turn into a reality TV show?
Oh, I hate that because I don't watch reality TV.
No, you don't have to.
No, what video game would you want turned into a reality TV show?
I know,
I'm
just like, I just can't stand the reality TV. So I'm trying
to
think
of
what
you
I
just have to think of something that would be.
I know what I have to do.
A shit ton of drama. So. Like, you could go with Mass Effect.
Explaining the process doesn't make it any different.
You
I still
have
reality
3.
TV.
I'd go with Ocarina of Time. That would be a lot of fucking drama.
Like the Normandy ship? Just the Normandy
just
ship.
Just all of it. Just everything.
Today on the Normandy.
Game.
Yeah, today on the Normandy. Yeah.
Just the fact that you're trying to Joker's see
fuck,
what
Who's fucking
want.
Kelly?
Yeah.
Like Joker's got glory hauling in the bathroom. Yeah. Oh, man.
Too bad he couldn't hold himself up long enough.
Yeah, well, Yeah, he broke every bone in his lower body.
Except for the bone in the hole.
No, he broke that and snapped it right in half. Because the weight drop.
Oh, yeah.
Deadfall. What would you... what TV... What video game would you want to see as a reality TV show? From the look on your face, you just...
I'm just going to take an easy one and say Skyrim.
Skyrim is a reality TV show.
That would be kind of cool.
Hmm.
Like dragons and shit.
Oh, man, you got to hear... God, I need to get one of the guys from BMF to come on here sometime. Beej does like the perfect thing about the woman, like the distressed like wife, like always being waiting at home for the dragon slayer. It's like, you're always out slaying dragons all the fucking time. He does the perfect impersonation of that. So Beej, right in, but do it with your voice.
All right, Justin, what would you do?
I'm gonna go RPG. Actually, yeah, I'm going to go RPG. I'm going to go with Fallout 2.
All right.
Two Bethy games.
How would you make it a reality show?
Well, I think I'd go with the whole premise. You're always, like, you go out and you gather stuff, and it would be like the drama of, like...
Feel like the colony.
Like the vault dwellers. Like, trying to figure out what you're
doing. Awesome,
the colony is Fallout.
So. Well, like, you know, and they write back, you know, or the vault dweller writes back, you know, weekly with reports and kind of tells them what's going on, but it'd be the drama of the vault people.
It's like, dear diary.
it'd be the drama of the people at the vault, like, waiting while they're slowly running out of water.
Vault 101.
Vault 101.
That's what it'd be called.
Yeah, it could be what it's called. I would go with Left 4 Dead and make it a reality show mix of The Colony and The Walking Dead. I'll go easy because I can't fucking stand reality TV. So the only reality TV show I really watch is Kitchen Nightmares and The F Word. Both Gordon Ramsay shows.
Well, I watch The Colony occasionally. I mean, that show is watch fucking amazing.
I don't want to come out with another season.
They need to.
It's really good. I've seen every episode out of sequence like four times, five
it's
times.
It's on Netflix.
Does TED Talk count as reality TV? No, it doesn't. So.
Mythbusters, in a way, is almost reality TV. Kind of.
Not really.
Yeah. Okay, I'm staring at you like, you're really not going to put a oh wait at the end of that.
Yeah, no. I guess I'm stretching it.
Yeah, that's stretching. Trying to make it bigger than it is.
Orange County Choppers is pretty much reality TV.
Yeah, that is right. Yeah, that's the definition of like Jersey Shore, Orange County Choppers.
Orange County Choppers really isn't that bad of a show.
Lot Lizards, which is a new one that's coming out, is definitely the Swamp Loggers is reality. American Pickers.
I like all those gun shows though.
Oh, like Mail Call with Arlie Hermy?
No.
That's a gun show with.
I'm trying to think of that one where they made the silent shotgun.
That sounds like something Mail Call would have done.
So. No, there's a couple of them, and I can't remember the names of them right offhand, but sometimes I just get sucked in, and I watch like four or five episodes at a time. But it's because it's a reality show, but they're always making something really neat. And so it's like when they're machining something really neat, especially like, you know, machine guns or shotguns or whatever. Mm.
Did they use a little 3D metal cutter machine?
No, they use it all by hand. All by hand,
nice.
Mostly.
Nice. Because Orange County Choppers, they use that 3D die cut machine. And
that's pretty neat, too.
I love watching them do that.
Like, that's really the only reason. I don't watch it for the drama. I would just watch it to watch them make the really cool concept bikes.
Yeah. No, they do come with some really cool concept
like the
bikes on there.
Bike with
that is the only reason I will ever watch that show, is just if they're doing something particular. Because they had Junior go off and open his place, and Dad still has his, and so you actually get to watch two teams make concept bikes rather than just one concept bike per episode.
But watching that kind of stuff is cool, but I don't care for like Jersey Shore or any of that other garbage, but it's like just drama for drama's sake I don't care for. It's when they have drama. The drama is just kind of like a side effect of like building cool shit.
So you don't like the Kardashian show or
fuck that.
Or the what about when Paris Hilton had her show? What was it?
Where she'd go visit normal families?
Yeah, what was it? It was God, I can't remember.
Doesn't matter. We're not promoting that.
It wasn't
show.
One Night in Paris because that's the other one.
I think that's a video.
Yeah, it's
that's
reality.
Though.
Yeah, I can't remember what the fuck it was called. It was Simple yeah
Life.
It was her and her sister or was it
another
her
Nicole
yeah
Ritchie.
Nicole Richie, that was it. I never watched one fucking episode of that.
And they worked at
they
should have
just called it.
I don't fucking know what you're talking. I never watched it. I did watch the Anna Nicole Smith show once or twice just because I had this theory about her.
Well, did you ever watch the Hulk Hogan one?
Oh, yeah, I've watched that. I had a theory about Anna Nicole.
That one was...
And it was...
my awesome handlebar mustache?
And it was that she wasn't as dumb as she was letting on. I was remember, Steven and I, my ex-keyboards, were watching one show. And we were watching, and she actually said something really fucking smart and corrected somebody. And the camera, like, panned over, and she goes... and just starts laughing really stupid and goes like, oh, look at this, this is my doggy, you know. It's like, oh dude, she's faking. Yeah, there was that, and then like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Bounty Hunter, that guy has an amazing bullet.
The Steven Seagal,
it's a cool
police,
ass
the Steven Seagal so, police shows
that yeah that is yeah. fucking badass. Seagalovision.
Yeah, when he goes into Seagalovision, kids carry a magnet, you know. It's like, wow, that's pretty creepy.
He's packing it in his pants.
Yeah. He's got an MP5 in the back of his pants.
That was always funny, though.
Yeah,
because they always pray.
Yeah, he's
a... Actually, there is
one. Bro, why do you keep doing this? You know, it's like,
No, there is one really funny one that was, I can't remember what it was called, but it was this repossession show.
Repo
Men? Well, no, it's where they go to repo. No, it's where they go to repo your car. But it's like a game show where they'll ask you like three or four questions, and if you get them right, they'll actually pay your fucking car off. And they're the simplest fucking questions in the entire world, and people still fucking fail. They ask some chick, like, so the answer to it was supposed to be Taiwan. She said Tapan.
Tapan.
And then he looked at her and goes, like, Tapan? She goes, like, yeah, isn't that where that stuff's made at? And he's like, no. It's like, your car's gone. It takes her fucking car. But they asked some of the simplest fucking questions.
Cash Cab's
a good one.
That
cash Cab's
fucking
good
awesome.
One. I love playing that. That's a good one.
I would win no money.
I always get up to where they get the bonus round. The bonus round's usually what kills me.
Yeah, I usually get... It's like,
so I know that if I ever get in the cash cab,
yeah,
that the bonus round, I'm walking away.
Yeah, when they say double it or lose it all, that's when you fucking walk. Because their questions are real fucking easy until you get about halfway through.
And they get pretty difficult. And then when you hit that bonus round, it's usually pretty fucking obscure.
Sometimes it's really easy. Other times it's like, I don't fucking know what the hell the thing that's on a jellyfish
is. Was that on Discovery Channel?
What the fuck? I don't remember what show.
I'd always catch it like while I was doing random...
What are you talking about?
Cash Cab.
Oh, I thought you...
Well, I thought it was on Travel Channel.
Oh, maybe it was Travel Channel.
Yeah. There was one that I used to watch, which was No Reservations.
Yeah.
With, what's his name?
I don't know.
Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah, Bourdain. That's a good one. Man versus Food.
Man versus Wild. That's,
Man versus Wild is
good. I like Survivor Man a little better.
They ended up canceling that.
It's because Survivor Man's better.
Because the Wild won.
It's because Bear Grylls is a fucktard.
That's because he wasn't doing what they wanted him to do. And he just
because he was like half-ass faking half the shit, too.
He's just, I guess, basically like being an asshole to him the entire time and not going through with things he was supposed to do on the contract, so they just canceled it.
It's like, I'm not going to eat fly shit. I would break contract.
I will
over
eat
that.
Any other shit, but not fly shit.
No, it's like you'd always be like, and this is kind of what you shouldn't do. And then you go ahead and do it, and it's like, what? No. Watch Survivor Man. Survivor Man is a little bit more interesting because it's just him.
Modern.
I was going to say, is that the one where
he takes his camera with him? And it's just
him. And he tries to tell you like how to survive in different situations. Like,
yeah, and like half the time,
if you're stuck inside a freezer or something like that, like this is what you do.
No, it's not that. That was also Bear Grylls. It's like I watched one recently where he was like out in like Panama, and they dropped him off like on the coast, like to mimic like a plane crash, and they gave him the stuff he'd have in a plane crash, and so he had like some really really basic shit.
Everything's broken.
Well, like he made some stuff. He like made a fishing line out of his fucking the tape in his video camera.
Yeah.
Like, just some crazy shit like that. And then he was like, you know, it's been 2 days. I probably should move inland. He's like, but I could get lost and dehydrated. And so he, like, moved. And I guess he got within a day of dehydration. And then he found a road.
Hmm.
I was like, that's kind of cool.
I think it's that same show they did one where it was... he was in the city. And they were showing how, basically, if something happens where... God knows what. You know, like, viral outbreaks, something like that. And the whole city's pretty much deserted. And you're trying to, basically, like, how to make gasoline. How to set up looped recording on top of a building that'll basically set up broadcast.
I think that's the Colony.
Which one?
That might be the Colony.
No, this is not the Colony. This is not.
I know what he's talking about.
This is the same one. Yeah, this is the same guy.
It wasn't with Bear Grylls?
No, not with Bear Grylls.
Because Bear Grylls did some stuff.
Dude, I know who Bear Grylls is. No, this is not with him. Totally different guy. A little bit skinnier. It's the Survivor Man. But he was basically going around basically telling you if you need to get this type of equipment, where to go to get it, And he's talking to the camera the entire time. It's not the colony. He's okay. narrating the entire thing, and he's showing, this is how you do it. You break in, you get these things, you need this, and he explains what it is, how it's used, and how you can set it up. Then he shows you basically how to make gasoline from fat vats.
Yeah.
And he tells you how to do it, how to set it up. He goes, you can take this, you can put it in your car now, it'll get you maybe about 30 miles, and it's going to break the engine, so you need to filter it by doing this, this, this. So it's actually a pretty decent show.
Interesting.
I'm going to have to watch that.
Yeah, it's a good episode. It's a very Fallout-esque kind of episode. So,
anyways, what do we got for new game releases?
For new game releases, we got jack shit.
We got stuff really coming out to next month.
Yeah, we do have stuff coming out later on, which we're going to go over really quick. For PC players, April, what we have coming out is Witcher 2.
That's on 360.
That's for the Dark Edition on PC.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't ever correct me again.
It'll be free if you have it already, though.
Yeah, it is. But for those who don't, you can go and grab that Dark Edition. It's going to have all the extra stuff in it, like the extra intro cinematic, as well as improved gameplay and extra stuff, like characters, missions, all that stuff.
It's like 4 hours of extra shit.
Yeah. It looks good. We're also going to have Prey 2.
Nope.
They push that one back?
No. I should talk about that real quick.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
On the block.
Yeah,
really?
They're talking about... It's been rumored that it's been canceled.
It's, like, scheduled to come out less than a month.
No, they canceled all their E3 shit on it.
Hmm.
And it's not... It was scheduled to come out later this year.
Thank God, because Prey 1 was a fucking letdown. No, not Prey. I mean, Prototype 1 was a fucking letdown.
No, I thought you were talking about Prey.
No, I'm talking about Prototype.
You said Prey.
You said Prey, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's right above that. I'm talking about Prototype. So,
okay, well, yeah, that's coming up.
Yeah, I know Prey was scheduled to possibly get cut. I'm talking about Prototype.
Yeah, so. they cut all this stuff from Prey 2, and I listen to a lot of other podcasts, and I'll just straight up give them props for this. I was listening to Giant Bomb the other day, and they were saying that, yeah, that's probably going to be canceled, and I kind of tend to agree with them because they've canceled everything about the E3 talks and everything else, and I would, for one, be all right if it's just an issue with the IP and just make it a fucking game.
Independent game.
Just take out the dude that the original character nobody gave a shit about.
They have him for side mission stuff that you run into. He's one of the characters you run into.
It was a really cool looking game. It's one of the games I've been looking forward to for a while.
Yeah.
The reason they were worried it was canceled too, as far as because they instead of who's making this,
it was Bethesda.
Instead of coming out and saying no, it's not canceled, they just chose not to comment on it. So it's kind of like.
It's probably because it's up in the air and they might do the name change. They just don't know what the fuck's going to happen, so they're not.
I don't want it to be shopped around. I just want them to finish it and make it another game.
But no, as for the one I was talking about, which is Prototype, that's set for the 24th of this month, and I could care less. They kind of really lost me on the first one. If the second one it gets really good reviews, I might check it out. But,
well, if they send it to us, I'll play it.
Yeah, I'm not going to run out and spend $60 on it. But that's around the 24th of this month. That one's coming out. then we can go ahead and jump over to the Xbox and 360 list. Let's take a look here. We've got Deadliest Warrior Ancient Combat coming out for Xbox and 360 on the 17th.
Xbox and 360?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dude, I'm fucking tired. I gotta get up here in a few. Xbox and PlayStation, sorry. Then we have Devil May Cry HD Collections coming out on the 3rd, which is actually... right now. And that's for both systems. Then we've got Kinect Star Wars.
Yeah, that already came out.
Yeah. Kind of whatever about that. Phantom Breakers coming out on the 11th. Very anime. Then we have Prototype 2 Blackwatch. Yeah, it's going to be, which is, we already talked about that for PC, is going to be hitting on console same day on the 24th for PlayStation and 360. And then we also have Witcher 2 is going to be hitting on Xbox on the 17th, and that's the Dark Edition.
Read my review on tiltcast.com, just look it up. That game is amazingly good.
That may be the one that I try to pick up.
You should, because it's possibly one of the best RPGs of all time. Just saying, it's definitely going on my top 10 list when I revise it.
Did you see that little April 1st thing they put about the Witcher play?
Yeah, I posted it on as April Fool's joke on her
doing. I saw it on my Facebook from Games Radar, and I was sitting there going like, I pulled it up, and it was Sunday, and I pulled it up, and I was like, okay, this is obviously a joke, number one. Because they were talking about having like Michelle Hendricks playing one of the characters and all that, and I was like, yeah, that's not going to happen. Do you know what we're talking about, Ollie?
No, I didn't see it.
April Fool's joke, they were talking about The Witcher.
I posted it on the official Tiltcast Facebook.
Yeah,
I didn't see it.
The Witcher being turned into a play, Broadway play, with monster slaying and all that, and Michelle Hendricks being shopped as the fucking sidekick chick. I forgot her name.
Michelle Hendricks?
Yeah, whatever her name is.
Christina Hendricks?
Is it Christina Hendricks? Yeah. I don't know.
Redhead?
I just know she has big tits. That's about it.
Yep, that's Christina.
Did you, speaking of April Fools, did you go in and vote for the Dragon Shout City?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
I put it on my, it's actually on my Facebook.
But you went in and voted. You went in and voted on it, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, good.
Because you want it, don't you?
Yeah, if it becomes a real product, it will be mine.
What is it?
The Skyrim Dragon Shout hoodie.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a pair of her panties. Was
no.
No.
What is it?
Skyrim Dragon Shout hoodie. It comes up, and it's basically the iron helmet that comes over, and you have a thing that you press on the chest, and it dragon shouts.
That is so gay.
It has all 25 dragon shouts.
That is so gay.
No, it's not gay.
Have you seen the Tron hoodies?
Yes,
the glowing Tron hoodies.
Those look pretty awesome too.
I want that Sark one. That they did as a throwback special edition. They have an all red one. I would never wear it. I just want it. So.
I would.
Yeah.
Just like the N7 armor hoodie.
Yeah,
kind of want it.
I want it
it's
too.
It's kind of loud.
As hell though.
It's kind of loud.
I wouldn't mind having one that looked like the Crisis outfit. Because that one's be badass, and then have like the backpack too.
Mm. Just sewn into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, it wouldn't have to be sewn into it, but they could sell it separately, and it would just kind of.
Well, on you, it'd look more like a fanny pack.
Yeah, I did see a really cool prop thing that it was fake, if I recall, but somebody had a Rancor head above their fireplace.
Nice.
That would be cool as shit.
Like, that would be cool as shit. I could do that with some paper mache.
I still want the Wampa rug.
Yeah. No, they have that fucking Tauntaun.
Sleeping bag?
Yeah, sleeping bag.
With the lightsaber zipper pull. Right.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. But I really want the Rancor head for the fucking fireplace panel. That's pretty badass.
Did you vote for anything else on there? Like the Star Trek captain's chair, inflatable captain's chair, has already been made a real product. But the Admiral Akbar singing fish, the bass, I voted for that too because I really want it.
And what is this?
Say, it's a trap, you know?
Where did you find all of this?
It's on ThinkGeek. They're April Fool's stuff.
The Admiral Akbar singing fish.
Yeah, whenever gets high enough votes, will be made into a real product.
Yeah. The Star Trek captain's chair made it fast.
That would be awesome.
It's an inflatable. Yeah, I want one kind of.
Engage.
But I would love to have one of those.
So every time you sit on, it makes that little fucking hailing sound from the fucking
makes
from
the chirp.
Series.
Yeah.
It's just the captain's log.
Where it goes. I don't know why.
That is no way related to fucking Star Trek.
I know it's not. Yeah. But that's what I wanted to say.
It's like Matthew Broderick nor anybody in that show was ever on Star Trek.
I hear that all the time at work. To go.
You gotta do that.
No one ever knows what I'm talking about.
Anyway. You gotta do the guy in the background screaming. Oh, no, I
don't know if we're doing the same sounds there.
No, there's that guy way off in the background.
There's a guy in the background screaming. Yeah.
See, when it comes to 80s familiar songs, there's always, for me, it's always that Prepare to Energize song. You ever hear that one? Prepare to Energize? It's fucking horrible. It was in the movie Bachelor Party.
I've seen Bachelor Party.
It's a scene where she's dancing with a donkey. It's just really, I'll play it when we get off the cast. Yeah, I'm sure I know it
if I heard it, but
it's like, it reminds me of in Clerks 2 when they play Naughty Girls Need Love 2 with the donkey show.
Yeah.
That's just so disturbing.
That
that was pretty disturbing.
Yeah. It's like, oh, gotta finish.
Really wants to be a dude.
Interspecies erotica dipshit.
Kelly is a guy. Oh, is it Kelly?
Was
it
it's a horse. It's not a Kelly in the horny stud.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah. And he was the horny stud. And the donkey was not a Kelly. That's a big surprise. Spoiler. Anyway, yeah, it's pretty gross. Anyway, so that was our game releases and a little delve into interspecies erotica. You're gonna write that down. Anyways, our gauntlet for this week is
Gears 3.
I'm gonna do some Gears 3 Horde mode.
Yep, with me and Holly and anybody else that wants to jump on.
Yep.
I'm not going to commit to anything yet, so, but I'm going to be there.
Well, I'm going to hit up Ian and see if he finally picked up Left 4 Dead 2. So if he's listening, dipshit, go buy it before Saturday.
Go back to your home on Whore Island.
He normally doesn't listen until Saturdays, though.
Oh, really? So, yeah. Well, hopefully he'll run out and pick it up.
He always listens on Saturdays.
He keeps going, like, I'm going to go buy it. I'm going to go buy it.
And yeah, then he just always forgets. And then he never does, because yeah. He's a douche.
He might have already picked it up. I don't know. Yeah, we're calling you out. We're calling you out, asshole.
No, he actually does have Left 4 Dead 2.
Dick liquor. Oh, he bought it, by
yeah,
the
way? Yeah, he did.
All right, you're not a dick liquor, but you're still a dick. By the way, he's going to hopefully hop on Saturday with me doing that, because I don't have gears, and I don't want to split-screen a game I've never played before, so...
It's a really excellent game.
Oh, no, it is. I keep planning on picking it up. It's just, it's, like, middle of the list.
Oh, it should be much, much higher.
There's some things that I really
want. It's probably one of the best third-person shooters I've ever played.
Maybe,
honestly.
Maybe, but there's stuff before that I want to get.
Worth anybody's investment. Just saying. It's a really good game.
Maybe not a blind man's.
Maybe not Helen Keller either.
Oh, that I wouldn't go in there.
Still mess with the buttons.
Wah, wah.
That's horrible. That's not funny.
It kind of is.
No, it's not.
Wah, wah.
It's like, yes, butter! 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 Yes. That's horrible.
So on that note...
yes, toast! Put the butter on the toast.
Is that pretty much it?
Yeah, that's it. Well, I think we offended it.
Butter on your toes?
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm not going to do it again.
Yeah,
you say toast or toes?
Toast.
Okay.
Let's wrap this fucker up.
Yeah,
so, we're done.
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, finish. So...
We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Roger Wilco.
Bow, bow.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, it's over.